So this week I wanted to talk about something that has completely changed my mindset and just the way that I'm living my life. And it was literally just a revelation in the last few days that has been so cool and just, I don't know, like it's felt like a bit of a turning point for me. So I'm jumping on the mic. It's 5:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. I'm being super late recording my podcast this week. But in all honesty, I didn't have anything that I really wanted to chat about. So I was actually going to sort of not put one out this week. And then this suddenly inspired me to get back on the mic because it's made me feel so good and just happy and really aligned to, I don't know, I don't know how to explain it. It just feels really good. So I'm basically being mentored at the moment by my really good friend Beth, who has created a bit of an initiative called It Takes Tits. And yeah, I know, that's a fabulous name. And it's basically around empowering women to feel their best. And that's through sort of mentoring, group like memberships. And I'm part of her group membership right now, and I'm also doing a bit of the one-to-one mentoring. And she honestly is like the sister I never had. I love her. She's just so wise and has a great way of putting things into perspective when you're feeling a bit discombobulated. And in the group chat, she sets us challenges every week, which have a purpose. And some of them are really, really fun, but obviously they take a lot of work. So we're working on our confidence, on our careers, on our purpose, like all of this different stuff. And the most like helpful thing that I've come across so far is she asked us to identify our core values. Now, what a core value is something that is non-negotiable in your life that you know makes you feel good and you know is aligned to who you are as a person. I thought I pretty much had this down. I was like, oh, this is going to be such an easy challenge this week. I already know what my core values are. Turns out it's actually quite a tricky thing. And I'm so glad I'm in this group chat because we can all like bounce ideas off of each other, and Beth's one-to-one call with me really helped. But what this exercise has done for me is highlight the things that I know that I don't want to be doing with my life, which is so important to feel aligned to who you really are. I'm not going to give away the complete process that Beth's taken me through because that wouldn't be fair. She's put a lot of work and time into this. So I don't want to give away, you know, her golden nuggets of wisdom. But I guess I could give you something to take away from this episode. If you can't afford the mentoring and you just want to get more of a grasp on your core values. Right, I'm going to go through. So she basically sent in the group chat, and she does it at the beginning of every week. She asked us to write down when you feel at your peak, like when you feel your happiest, a situation where you feel most you, most joyful, most happy, and then a really shitty scenario that makes you feel not good, how you felt, how you don't want to feel, things that went wrong that you didn't want to, all those sorts of things. And then a sort of code of conduct, so things that are absolutely non-negotiable for you, like, you know, something that you feel sums up what your values are. So I thought I'd share my peak, my shitty scenario, and my code of conduct, and then I'll take you through the process I've been through, because honestly, this has just, yeah, helped me so much. So I put my peaks are when I feel free to be myself and explore my ideas. That is super important to me. Creativity is really important. When I'm around people that respect me and help me feel empowered, when I feel aligned, and when everything I'm spending my time on brings me joy. I also feel joy when I'm helping others. It gives me a sense of purpose, and I find so much joy in seeing other people be happy. It also helps me be kinder to myself. True. Because when I'm thinking now, if something comes up, like a thought that's not helpful, I think, would I say that to you guys? The answer is always no. So why would I say it to myself? Okay, so my shitty scenario is when I feel silenced, stunted, or disrespected. When I'm spending my time on things that don't align with who I want to be, e.g. spending time mindlessly scrolling on social media. So my code of conduct is, I treat others with kindness while also being kind to myself. Still working on that bit, by the way. If I end up in a situation that means I have to compromise my values, I remember my boundaries and respect myself enough to follow them. I check in with myself daily to make sure my soul is happy. Also working on that bit. And how I'm spending my time and who I'm spending it with is aligned with who I want to be. So that's my code of conduct, which I, you know what I mean? I kind of felt like I had it down, but I didn't know what my actual core values were. I know how I want to feel and I know how I don't want to feel. And I know what my non-negotiables are. But how do I narrow that down into core values that help you define how and what you spend your time on? And that's what Beth has helped me with massively, is just helped me consolidate those thoughts and feelings and all of those sort of stream of consciousness that I put into the group chat. She then helps you work through it and come up with like a blueprint of, these are your core values. This is what you need to feel like the happiest version of you. This is what is, you know, this the most important non-negotiables in your life that you need to be happy. So grab a pen and paper, either now or later on, and just start writing down words that come into your head that feel like they resonate with you and feel like they're important to you. And just see where it takes you, because this week I've been feeling so empowered and I feel like it's because of that. Once you have your core values written down, you will know what, like, what you're having to give up that is important to you. And then you've got to decide whether you think that thing is worth it. So yeah, I mean, Beth is amazing. I highly, highly recommend you go and check her out. I'm going to leave all the stuff in the show notes. She hasn't asked me to do this. I'm doing it off my own back just because of how amazing I feel. And it just really, I'm noticing the difference. And yeah, if there's any topics you want me to cover or anything, let me know. I'm kind of running out of ideas, guys. I'm not going to lie. I think I've got kind of end of the year, you know, slump, creative slump. I'm just a bit short on ideas of stuff to talk about, because I'm just kind of living day to day at the moment, so it's kind of hard for me to plan ahead. So yeah, if there's anything you want me to cover, then chuck me a DM or send me an email and I will be sure to cover it. I hope you're all doing really well and I will speak to you in the next one. Bye guys.